Friends, have you noticed that in our contemporary culture, many of us live out loud? Between, not just loud, out loud. Between Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube, there are a plethora of opportunities to share one's life virtually with others. Generally, social media posts are positive and highlight some of the greatest accomplishments we have. We love to share pictures of wonderful vacations and getaways, job promotions, great social occasions, and of course, terrific pet tricks, which includes when your visiting priest beats her partner catching fishy. All of these posts and shares are designed to beef up one's status to others who have been invited into the online community. In the quest on social media to exhibit exciting and best case scenarios, quite often the missing component is in those conversations is any sense of humility. In the 14th chapter of Luke, Jesus is continuing his journey towards Jerusalem, and he is on a mission. Many, including his disciples, have been on this pilgrimage with Jesus as he healed folk and taught valuable lessons, often through parables. Today is no exception. Today, Jesus takes a rather provocative step and accepts a dinner invitation to eat with the Pharisees. The Pharisees were known for being rigid in their practices of Judaism. They tended to view Jesus with great suspicion because of his willingness to break the rules and traditions as he went about doing his work. He was a disruptor. In this morning's gospel portion, Jesus heals a person on his way to dinner and asks the Pharisees if it was wrong to do so. After all, it was the Sabbath. But they remained quiet. Once inside, Jesus pays particular attention to the seating arrangements at the dinner. People are apparently jockeying for the best seating at the table. Thus, in typical Jesus form, who never misses an opportunity to teach, he uses this moment to comment about humility. He tells us that we are not to immediately flock to the best seat in the house, but to move down to a lower seat and wait to be invited to a perceived place of honor. The anticipation is very challenging because some wonder how they will feel if they are not asked to move to a place of prominence. Yet God challenges us to demonstrate and put into action our willingness to make space for others at the beautiful banquet table. In Paul's letter to the Hebrews, we are admonished to graciously give up our cherished seat and show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Jesus' banquet table can never be a place reserved exclusively for the elite. There are people who have been marginalized by society who find themselves standing on the outside of the banquet room, and it can be extremely difficult for them to gain entry. Indigenous peoples and peoples of color, marginalized peoples, have struggled for centuries to get a seat, any seat, at the table. While some already seated felt an urgent desire to deny such inclusion, others could hear the call of Jesus urging the people of God to show hospitality. Friends, ceding any power and authority to others can be challenging, especially for folk who would today fit into what society deems as colonizers, and those like yours truly who are of European descent. Yet Jesus keeps encouraging us to review our guest list and be sure that everyone has a seat. When we live in a spirit of humility, we focus less on ourselves, not thinking less about ourselves, but we focus less on ourselves and much more on how to ensure that we make space for everyone. We extend an invitation to others, expecting nothing in return. Fear of others can create a tendency to refuse to provide space for a multiplicity of voices, and in that process, so many are excluded. Thus, the full richness, the full beauty, the full glory of the church can never come to fruition as long as that resistance continues. Jesus says that exclusion is not and never will be the appropriate response. He calls us all to participate in the banquet. He even models for us what a willingness to break bread for others looks like. We know his relationship with the Pharisees has been rocky. He addressed them on several occasions, sometimes even accusing them of focusing on unimportant matters and missing the major lessons that were being taught. I think we can all claim to have done that in the past. Jesus urged the group to focus less on the letter of law and rather to promote the spirit of God's love and teaching. Jesus drew the attention of his followers to those so often forgotten by society. He admonished people to remember the poor, the widows, the orphans. The banquet table provides a wonderful opportunity for all who are hungry to enjoy a meal. Jesus yearns to nourish the faithful with grace and goodness. Whenever we arrive at the banquet table, we are offered a blessed meal filled with love and strength. That meal is intended for all who are present with absolutely no regard for social status. The Eucharist is indeed the great leavener. In those moments, there is no special section earmarked solely for the privilege. There is no reserved seating for those who can purchase a special seat. As we humble ourselves before God, our goal should not be focused on attaining the best seat at a banquet or a party. Instead, let us open the doors leading to the hall and invite everyone in. Let us allow our guests to select their seats first, and then we will fill in. Let us give thanks to God for providing sustenance for all who are present. In this gospel, Jesus' instructions are clear. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The picture of this banquet may be the best one ever to be posted on social media. Amen.